Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. It's, I was just thinking during the break, you know, because I always come in here and I've got my POS, my pile of stuff. And I'm never quite sure which story I'm going to take, which story I'm not going to take. As those of you who listen to me during the weekday know that I don't do a rundown. Many talk show hosts have what's called a rundown. And a rundown is where they come in, they've got the stories that they're going to do, and they've got boom, 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 I'm going to do these, you know, six stories today. Well, I don't. I come in, I do all my work, I shouldn't say all, I do 90% of my work electronically. And then I print out a piece of paper that just has notes on it. Notes about the stories, points I want to make sure I get across. And I never know which story is going to come across. In just in terms of the flow of the program, what I want to do next. Well, we've talked a little bit about the two main themes that I wanted to get across this weekend. And that was that Donald Trump and the RNC, the Republican National Convention, was just in terms of Donald Trump presenting himself as a changed person, was successful. Even though, if you listen to him, as I did for the entire, I think it was a 93-minute speech, a little over an hour and a half, the same old Donald Trump came out. Although it was, in my opinion, a subdued Donald Trump. Now, I don't think that that means that he's going to, when it comes time to debate whoever the nominee is on the other side, that he still won't be tough. And he still won't be hyperbolic in, you know, everything that I did was the greatest and we're going to stop, you know. For example, in that speech that he gave, one of the things that I found fascinating was when he went off the teleprompter and he just started talking about just whatever came into his mind, that he reverted almost instantaneously back to the old Donald Trump. And that is talking about just random subjects, random issues, going from, you know, immigration to, you know, no tax on tips, then back to something else, and then over here and there, just freewheeling. But even though he was freewheeling and talking about, you know, we're going to have, it's going to be the best ever, and we're going to do this, and it's going to be the best ever, and, you know, what I would call the stereotypical Donald Trump stump speech, even within the confines of the Trump speech off teleprompter, it was still subdued. He wasn't necessarily attacking. He was more focused on policy. And I think that's what Republicans are going to have to do to win in November, both at the presidential level and on the down ballot. And that's to focus on the compare and contrast Republican policies with Democrat policies. And if you look at where the economy is today, you know it's just simply not working. It just doesn't work. You can't spend. And look, Trump spent as much money because he had COVID. still money. I still don't think we should have spent that money, because I don't think we should have shut down the economy. But that's a whole nother story to go down that pathway sometime. But I don't think we should have spent the money. So Trump and Congress, Republican Congress, spent way too much money. And then the Democrats win, and then they come in, and they spend way too much money. That's why we have inflation. All of that money gets sucked up out of the private sector. Because remember, you have to go borrow that money. We're still borrowing at least 50% of every dollar we spend. We're borrowing 50 cents of it. So if you got if you have a $1 trillion spending bill, 500 billion of that is borrowed money, which gets piled onto. Now that 500 billion is part of the annual budget deficit. You're spending money that year you don't have. So then you go borrow it. Then that $500 billion gets piled onto the $32 trillion of national debt. So you pile $500 billion on top of that. And then you pretty soon, in fact, I think we're close to crossing this Rubicon, where you're actually spending more money in the federal budget every single year paying interest. In other words, it's like those who just pay the minimum amount on their credit cards every month. At some point, you're just paying interest. Well, that's what we're doing in the federal budget. It's almost, I don't think it's surpassed 50% yet, but we're getting close to the point where we're spending 50% of the budget on interest alone. Now, you can't keep doing that, because every time you keep spending more on interest, that gives you less money to spend on things that we should be spending money on. We should be working to make Medicare and Medicaid solvent. We should be making certain that we have, you know, that we're spending money to have the finest, the strongest, the most powerful military in the world. Why? Because that acts as a deterrent to our enemies to quit attacking. You know, for the Houthis, for example, to quit attacking us in the Red Sea. Leave us alone. Don't bother us. And don't bother our allies either. So while all of that's going on in terms of the economy, you've got the Civil War going on in terms of the Democrat Party. Republicans have got to figure out a way to take advantage of that. And they've got to figure out a way to explain, again, through storytelling, why when mom and dad are going to the grocery store, they've gone from buying, let's just say, the brand name cereal to buying the just as good but cheaper off-brand cereal. And now they're reaching the point where, maybe we can't really afford the cereal. Now, it was either the Washington Post or the New York Times, I forget, one of the major newspapers, ran a story that, well, to save money, quit eating breakfast. Really? That's your solution? To quit eating breakfast? Now, you know, my solution for my household, we should quit eating out as much as we do. But have we? No, we haven't. Because we're fortunate. But for many people, they can't do that. This could be a seminal election this year. If only we would learn to explain that the policies that everyone screams for, oh, we want more money for this, we want more money for that, and open borders, don't have any costs. Those are just people that want to come here for a better life. They just want to come here because they want to work. They just want to come here for whatever. Well, no. If that were true, then the economy would be booming, and cities and states wouldn't be crying and bitching and moaning about budget deficits because they're having to spend all of this extra money to house, take care of, feed, provide health care for illegal aliens coming into this country from everywhere across the world now. Remember the good old days when it was just Mexicans coming across? No. Oh, then it became El Salvadorans and Hondurans and Nicaraguans, and now it's Venezuelans, and now it's China, and now it's everywhere from the African continent to the Middle East to Eastern Europe to all throughout Asia, from China, everywhere they're coming into this country. It's insane what we're doing, utterly insane. Well, all of those policies come with a cost. And all of the policies, even that middle-class Americans clamor for, I want more Social Security, I want more Medicare, I want more Medicaid, all of those things come with a cost. As I drove to New Mexico on Thursday after the local program, I was astonished at just how bad the highways are in Colorado. And then I got into New Mexico, and, well, there was at least there was road construction. They're trying to fix some of them. But then the roads in New Mexico, particularly to get to where we are in very rural New Mexico, was even worse. And then I look at state budgets and realize that's because they're spending money on all the wrong things. This could be a seminal election if we would just learn to speak the truth to the American people about what's going on. Republicans have got to do that. We can't just keep going down the path that we're going and expect that there will be no consequences. We try to teach our kids that. You know, here's your allowance. Oh, you want more money? So you spent your allowance already in one day on junk or whatever? Well, sucks to be you. You know what? Sucks to be us. Let's go over to the Democrat side for a moment, and let's see what they're doing. Because it seems to me that that civil war is going to have policy implications, too. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Twitter is at Michael Brown USA. The other two, Facebook and Instagram, are at Michael D. Brown. Go follow me right now. Be right back.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441. To let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Bragg. Glad to have you with me. You know, just as a reminder, you can listen to me weekdays. It's from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. Just on your iHeartRadio app, look for 630 KHOW in Denver. And you can listen on the weekends, obviously, on Freedom 93.7, Real News, Real Talk. But if you'd like to listen to me during the week, too, it's 6 to 10 Mountain Time, Monday through Friday, and the station is 630 KHOW. And don't forget, send me a text message. The number's 33103. Just start the message with the word Mike or Michael. Here's what I think's going on in the Democrat Party. I think a lot of Democrats are underestimating what a stubborn, selfish a-hole Joe Biden is, which you'd think they know, having handed him all this power in the first place. You know, when Barack Obama selected Joe Biden, Senator Joe Biden, to be his running mate, it was for one pure, unadulterated reason. And that was Barack Obama, having served only, what, less than 2 years in the U.S. Senate? He needed somebody that understood Washington politics. He needed somebody that could serve as his conduit to the legislative branch. Because he didn't make any friends while he was there. He didn't know anybody. He'd been a community organizer and a short-lived state senator in Illinois. He didn't know anybody in D.C., so he needed a true Washington insider. You know, somebody that had been there most of their life. That's how he got power. And that's how he'd always gotten power. By always doing the bidding of others and always looking out for his own self-interest. And right now, right this very moment, pretty much every Democrat who called you a fascist liar 3 weeks ago, yes, just 3 weeks ago, is saying the same thing that you and I have been saying for 4 years. He's too old. He can barely finish a sentence. At times, he thinks Trump is his vice president. Remember that? He's exhausted. I think the man with... And I mean this respectfully. I think he is physically and mentally exhausted. You know, I watched George... I don't care what you think about George Bush. I don't care. I didn't agree with all of his politics either. I was there to serve my role and to do what I could do in my little corner of the administration. And I did. And I disagreed vehemently with a lot of things that Bush did. But nonetheless, I watched George W. Bush age before my very eyes. And he, too, while he was still energetic, he still had all of his faculties. He was, nonetheless, sometimes exhausted. There would be times when we'd be in the car. We'd be in the Beast, in the motorcade, or we'd be on Air Force One. I'd be in the office. And we'd be talking about, I don't know, something. And he had something about Congress. You know, I'd mentioned that, you know, I'm trying to deal with this issue on the Hill or whatever. And he would say, I'm tired of dealing with them. And quite frankly, that's how we ended up with the Department of Homeland Security. He was, post-9/11, he was tired of dealing with Congress about whether or not to create a Department of Homeland Security. So he capitulated. And said, okay, you guys go do it. Figure out how you want to get it done, and I'll try to get Congress to agree with the way you want to get it done. Biden, he's too old. He's exhausted. He clearly cannot do the job. I don't think at this point you would truly hire him to greet people at Walmart, let alone serve as the leader of the free world. Now they think trying to reason with him will do the job to get him out? If they just point out the obvious to him, he's going to say, well, gosh, I guess you're right. How could I have been so foolish? Thanks, everybody. I agree. You know what? Yeah, let me walk outside and just tell everybody I'm not running for president anymore. Does that sound like Joe Biden? No. Now, did the Democrats actually convince themselves of this kindly grandpa BS they've been pushing around? They've been pushing for 4 years now? Did they forget what they put in their own Kool-Aid? If Biden really gave a damn about anybody but himself, he would not have run at such an advanced age in the first place. You know, they dragged him across the line in 2020, campaigning from the basement. Now they think he's going to give it up just because they're all crying about, oh, no, you can't win, you can't win. And quite frankly, his family, I believe, are guilty of elder abuse. They're perpetuating this. They ought to be talking. They should have been talking to him long before he announced. You know what, Dad? You know what, Joe? Dr. Jill Biden should have said, you had a great run. Think about this. You were a U.S. senator for, you know, more than half a century. You were the vice president for 8 freaking years. And now you've served as president. You've reached the pinnacle. Let's go home to Rehoboth. Let's just go home to the beach house and relax. But like every politician, they can't give up power. They don't want to give up power. Trying to wish him away? That's not going to work. Leaking and planting stories about him wavering and thinking about, well, I've gone from I'm not going to do it to I'm thinking about doing, that's not going to work. This isn't his first transparently obvious media campaign. Why would he listen to the people who've been propping him up for 4 years? In his addled mind, they owe him. What, he's going to step down because Obama wants it? The same Obama that told him he couldn't run in 2016 because he was going to back Hillary Clinton instead? You don't think there's a little bit of hatred, a little bit of like, you know what, you really pissed me off back in 2015? Obama picked Biden as his insurance policy. Okay, you racist. If anything happens to me, you're going to be stuck with this clown. And Biden knows that. He knows that Obama thought he was a screw-up. And now Biden's the one holding all the cards. Obama can pull all the strings he wants behind the scenes. But the George Clooney editorial, that didn't work. And I don't think any of this will either. Take it from Biden world. Don't take it from me. In 2015, Obama, Pelosi, Schumer pushed Biden aside in favor of Hillary. They were wrong then and they're wrong now, according to Biden. Also, can we all just remember for a minute that these same people who are trying to push Joe Biden out are the same people who literally gave us all Donald Trump? That's what they're arguing. Biden thinks he knows better than all of them. If they want him out, well, they could invoke the 25th Amendment. Then they'd have to suck it up and they'd have Kamala Harris. By the way, what's Kamala Harris doing? Have you heard? Let me tell you what she's doing. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Hang tight. I'm coming right back.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's. And graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start August 14th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kickoff at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th
for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure to follow me on Twitter. At Michael Brown USA. Go over there right now and follow me. At Michael Brown USA. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Those are at Michael D. Brown. Now, if you can't remember that, go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. You'll just, right there on the landing page, you'll see the icons for Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it nowadays, Facebook and Instagram, and you can follow me on all those social media sites, and I would appreciate you doing it. You know, you'll find a lot of snark. Yep, lots of snark. Yeah, I was thinking during the break, there's something else about Biden that I want you to think about. Now, I think to truly get rid of him, they may need to invoke the 25th Amendment. But they're not going to do that because the Democrats are a victim of their own identity politics. Why did Joe Biden pick Associate Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, Jackson Brown, to be on the Supreme Court? Because he said specifically he was going to appoint a black woman. That's identity politics. He wasn't looking for the best person to be an associate justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. He was looking for a black woman, irrespective of what her qualifications are. How did Kamala Harris end up being the vice president? When she ran, when she was a U.S. senator running for president, she got no delegates. She lost every debate. She was completely behind in the polls. In fact, if she had stayed in, they had done more presidential, primary debates, she probably wouldn't have qualified. That's how low her polling was. So why did Joe Biden pick Kamala Harris? Because he wanted a female black vice president. Identity politics. So he picked someone who had accused him of being a racist, who had attacked him viciously during the primary, and then turned right around and said, oh, I want you. I want you because you're black and you're female. And now that we've kind of gotten to know her, kind of like many Californians have gotten to know her, we're looking at her and saying, ha, yeah, okay, go ahead. Why don't you step aside? And look what we get. We get the airhead. I'm not really sure that the Democrats want the airhead either. You know, the other problem with Kamala is she's going to have to explain why she pretended that Joe was in great shape for 4 years and then at the last minute decided to stab him in the back and say, oh, guess what? Yeah, he shouldn't be commander-in-chief. I should be. I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't think Kamala Harris is very quick on her feet. So the Democrats and their pundits and their so-called journalists, the cabal, They can plead with Biden all they want to. But all he needs is a one-word rebuttal. Remember, he has the nomination locked up. He has all the delegates. He's the head of the Democrat Party. He's the president of the United States of America. He only has to say one word. No. I think he can still say that word without stumbling. I'm not sure, but I think he can. You see, I look upon Biden, and I've had no contact with him since I left D.C., but he strikes me as just this bitter, resentful old man who can't be forced to do anything he doesn't want to do. You know, you've seen an elderly grandparent that's gotten like that. They're not going to do anything they don't want to do. He's finally sitting on the throne that he has craved for his entire life. If they want him out, it's going to take more than just a bunch of whispering campaigns and a bunch of chyrons on the cable channels about so-and-so just said this or so-and-so senator came out and wrote a letter. They write letters about how he'll step aside. I don't think he can win re-election. I know that. You know that. I think he might know that. But I'm not sure he would really allow himself to think it. If he admits he can't win in November, then he has no argument at all for staying in power. A little perspective, you know, he's been in Washington since before Twitter. Hell, he's been in Washington before CNN. He was in Washington before Watergate. Let that sink in. You want a little timeline, a little perspective? Yes. He was lying to reporters when Obama was still popping zits on his face in Honolulu. Joe Biden is a barnacle. And they're going to have to scrape him off. And when they do, it might put a hole in the hull of the Democrat ship. Joe Biden doesn't know a lot anymore, but he does know how power works. Now, me, I don't really know. Watch what happens this Saturday compared to what happened last Saturday. We talked about Dr. Ruth Westheimer dying and what an icon she was. And here I'm about to say that I really don't think Joe Biden's going to say he's dropping out. He's just going to tell Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffries, all these senators and congressmen that are writing letters and going on the cable news shows, he's just going to pronounce no. Just no. So maybe I've just jinxed it. Maybe we'll hang up the microphone here in another 20 minutes or so, and he'll announce he's not going to run again. Think about that. So that gets back to the point about what's Kamala Harris doing right now? Well, apparently Kamala Harris is, she addressed a major network of Democrat Party donors on Friday afternoon, including anti-Trump mega donor Reid Hoffman. Now, Reid Hoffman has been encouraging a bunch of prominent Silicon Valley donors to join. He actually helped organize the call on very short notice. Now, it's unclear from all the news reports I found whether the call was intended to pave the way for Harris to secure donor support should Joe Biden drop his reelection bid, or if she was really trying to reassure Democrat donors as calls for Biden to drop out increase, she wanted to step in and be wink, wink. Oh, look, I'm really trying to help Joe here. Harris has claimed that she is Biden's running mate and that they are running on a ticket together and suggesting that Biden still has no intention of dropping out. But Reid Hoffman, the mega donor, sent out an email promoting the call. We continue to find ourselves in a rapidly evolving environment, he wrote. With the stakes as high as they are this cycle, we have to remain focused on the critical work that needs to be done to protect our democracy. So, in addition to Harris, the callers on that conference call heard from frontline Democrat leaders regarding the campaign situation in a bunch of swing states. The call, just over 30 minutes long. Now, Reid Hoffman, he's the co-founder and executive chairman of LinkedIn. He's been a primary donor and funder of all the lawfare efforts against Donald Trump. He bankrolled E. Jean Carroll's defamation suit against Trump. In addition, it's revealed that Hoffman was underwriting Smartmatic's lawsuits against Fox News and Newsmax. At the end of last year, Hoffman started backing former Governor Nikki Haley in her presidential campaign. So while Hoffman is a Biden mega donor, he backed Haley in the Republican presidential primary in a failed effort to try to prevent Trump from winning the 24 nomination. Here's a Silicon Valley billionaire that has a history with deceased pedophile financier Jeffrey Epstein. Hoffman has visited Epstein Island, Little St. James, is also the founder of far-left Midas Touch website, which is a huge donor website for Democrats. What do you think Kamala Harris is really doing? I think Kamala Harris is doing a really fine high-wire dance. She knows she's vice president. She knows that Joe Biden, if he stays and he continues to say he's going to stay on the ticket, he's not going to get rid of her. You can't fire the first black female vice president and put in what? Gavin Newsom? How would that fly? Yes, that's not going to fly at all. So I think she's really walking a fine high wire dance here where she's touching all the mega donors, reminding them that, hey, I'm here, I'm still supporting Biden, but, you know, I'm organizing these phone calls. I'm doing what I can to remain in the limelight. Just in case, you know, just in case, Joe Biden can't say the word no and says, I'm out of here. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
There's a better credit card that supports your conservative values. It's called Coin. That's COIGN.com. Coin is a Visa-backed credit card and America's first credit card built by and for conservatives, created to advance conservative values and embrace the American spirit. While other leading credit cards give millions to the left each year, Coin is helping conservatives to align their dollars with their values. Using Coin means you pay with a purpose. The Coin Visa credit card donates a portion of every transaction to conservative charities. Last year, Coin donated more money to conservative charities than the top 10 major credit card companies combined. Support conservative causes you care about every time you spend right at no cost to you, and earn 1% cash back rewards on every purchase. Sign up today for America's better credit card at coin.com. That's COIGN.com. Select radio from the How Did You Hear About Us section. Terms apply. Go to coin.com/disclosures for full details.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. As I always do at the end of every program, I want to take out a moment to say thank you to all of you that listen to the program from all across the country. from California to Maine. I sincerely do appreciate it. And if you like the program, make sure that your local affiliate knows how much you enjoy the program. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast, because that really helps us get the word of the program out to other listeners. And on your podcast app, it's really easy. Subscribe to this, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When you hit that subscribe button, that will automatically download all of the weekday program and the weekend program. And then, if you don't mind, when you do subscribe, give me a 5-star review. Yeah, because that helps us get the attention of other people searching podcasts. And we build up the listenership. And so we build up the entire group of goobers that listen to this program. So I was just thinking about what to do. So again, thank you for listening. I sincerely appreciate it. So I was looking at my tabs of all the topics that I wanted to get to today that I didn't get to. Let me just run through some of these. Well, I just want to do this for the last segment. So Bobby Kennedy, finally, Bobby Kennedy Jr., whose father and uncle were both assassinated, finally got Secret Service protection. So that's good news for Bobby Kennedy, right? Although if I wanted to be a jokester, I'd say that's also the bad news. He got Secret Service protection. But I would never do that. During a Tenacious D concert in Australia, Jack Black's bandmate Kyle Gass made the following birthday wish. Don't miss Trump next time. I would say we should demand a Secret Service investigation, but they're busy trying to put on their sunglasses and get their Glocks back into their holster. So the mall cops are busy doing other things right now, so they're probably, you know, whatever. But, you know, Tenacious D canceled their Rock D-Vote tour. So I guess that's going to leave us wondering, I wonder who they were going to vote for. I don't know. Is there any indication, any hint that they might not want Trump to be president? Like, don't miss Trump next time? It's absolutely amazing. So over in Dubai, I've spoken in Dubai and Abu Dhabi and other places, and they're fascinating countries. But Dubai Princess Sheikha Mara has dumped her husband on Instagram. On Instagram, she wrote, "As you are occupied with other companions, I divorce you." Maybe that's the kind of divorce law we need in this country. Just announce it on Instagram. "Well, I see you're busy with other companions, so I divorce you." I thought that Muslims were much more strict about that stuff, but I guess I'm wrong. As I said, you know, Joe Biden, all he has to do is just say the word no, and that's the only word that he has to say, and it's one syllable, two letters. It's just, you know, one move of the tongue, open the mouth, tongue to the roof of your mouth. No, no. So I think he can do that. But when Lester Holt of NBC News asked Biden who his closest advisor is, I swore in my head, I thought he's going to say, "Why, Jill, my lovely wife of, you know, 1,000 years. He replied, "Me." Maybe that's the only name he can remember. So we're now down to two-letter, one-syllable words, no and me. Rapper Wiz Khalifa, I didn't know Wiz Khalifa until I saw this story, was arrested in Romania for possessing illegal drugs. The authorities say they became suspicious when they found out that he indeed was a rapper named Wiz Khalifa, so there's that. There are, because I love Revolutionary War history, archaeologists in Concord, Massachusetts, have discovered 5 musket balls believed to have been fired by the British on the first day of the Revolutionary War. Apparently, they didn't work. They didn't hit anybody. If you don't know, J.D. Vance, the senator from Ohio and now the vice presidential nominee, wrote a bestseller called Hillbilly Elegy, and Ron Howard, Opie, made a movie out of it, Hillbilly Elegy. Well, when Trump announced J.D. Vance as his vice presidential pick, that sound that you heard was every liberal in America tearing up their copy of Hillbilly Elegy and canceling their Netflix subscription and trying to erase their history that they'd ever watched the movie. Speaking of J.D. Vance, CNN's Van Jones, called J.D. Vance a dangerous virus. I thought Democrats love dangerous viruses, kind of like, you know, we need to put masks on or something. And Rachel Maddow, piling on, says that J.D. Vance loves Lord of the Rings because it's alt-right and far-right. All I could think of was that skit and the fact that Stephen Colbert is a huge fan of Lord of the Rings. So who's right, Colbert or Rachel Maddow? They see, the left can't get their story straight. Then there was this. J.D. Vance said that one of his final wishes is to be buried in his family's plot in Appalachia. MSNBC's Alex Wagner says the wish to be buried in your family's plot is an Easter egg of white nationalism. Does everything, like literally everything that Republicans say, is that racist? Is wishing to be buried in your family's plot, burial plot, in a cemetery somewhere in the mountains of Kentucky or Tennessee or where, West Virginia, wherever the hell it is, that's somehow white nationalism? Seriously? You know, he's married to an Indian woman. If he had said that he wanted to be buried in their family plot, I think she's from San Diego or something. Is that Indian nationalism? It's insane. Absolutely insane. Researchers say something called a sleep-related eating disorder can cause sufferers to eat and even prepare food while sound asleep. Side effects, cuts, burns, and you might end up being Chris Christie, big and a little overweight. Whoopi Goldberg, speaking of burials, says she scattered her mom's ashes at Disneyland's It's a Small World ride. And you really don't want to know what she did to the toilet at Magic Castle either. So it's okay for Whoopi to dump her mother's ashes at Disneyland, but it's racist for J.D. Vance to want to be buried in his family's plot in Appalachia. Seriously? It's a crazy world. Thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, you can always text me, whether you're listening live, delayed, to the podcast, or something crosses your mind. Just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating.
Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.